We're up to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, two dots on top, very beginning of Yom. Okay, there's no Gemaras there today.
They're in the.
Okay. Anyway, the Mishnah said that if you prepared Erev Yom Tov, the doves within the nest, and you find them in front of the nest, they are usher, because the concern is that the ones that you set aside have flown off to the distance, and these are new ones. Says the Gemara, we may have done this last time. We did do this last time. Let us say this aids and abets the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. If it's a competition between Rav and Karav, you go after the Rav. What's the Rav here? The Rav is the majority of doves in the world. The Karav is the ones closest. And here we would go after the Rav. So Rabbi, here we're talking about Bedaf. We're talking about a board, and since there's a board in front, there's no competition. The assumption is that everything comes to the daf, including the rov. So there is no karav here. Rava Amar, so that was one answer given the other day, and this is what we were up to. Actually, I don't think we did this last time. Anyway, Rava Amar, Rava gives a different teretz. We're not going to say rova karav halachachar rov necessarily in this case, but we're talking about what we're talking about, b'shnei kinin zu l'mala mizu askinan. There are two krovim, meaning it's not a rov versus a karev, but rather there are two krovim. Right, again, for our definitional purposes, rov means doves of the world, karev means that which is closest. So we have shnei kinin zu l'mala mizu askinan. We have two dovecotes, one above the other. And the Gemara, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, v'loy mi boi, and it's not necessary. It's a not necessary statement. V'loy mi boi doesn't need to tell us a zimin betachtoina v'lo zimin be'alyona. Let's say you set aside the doves on the lower dove coat and not the ones on the upper dove coat. U'matza betachtona, and you found them on the bottom, right? V'loy matza be'alyona, there's nothing in the top. So what do we assume? There it's the asira. There we make it asir. Why do we make them asir? Because what's the assumption in the case if we don't see them in the upper and we only see them in the lower? Because where are the new ones? Where are they from, these doves? We assume that what happened? Not rove. What do we assume happened? If you have stuff above, right? There are two dove coats, above and below. And now there's nothing above and only below. What do we assume happened? That they fall down, right? That's natural. That's not a chiddush to say. Darmin and hanachaz li da'alma. Da'asirim, they're usher in that case. Why da'amina? Because we say hanach az lula alma. They go out into the world. And the hanach, and these, ishtarube venachus. They have literally come down. Ella, the chiddush is, afilu zimin be'elyon. Let's say you set aside doves from the upper dove coat. Veloy zimin betachton. You did not set aside from the lower dove coat. Uba umatze be'alyon, and you come back and you find no more doves in the lower ones and only ones in the upper ones. They're going to be aser. Velo matze betachton, harach nami aser. They're also going to be aser. Why? Da'amina, we say in that case, hanach azul the olma, the ones in the upper flew the coop. Get it? Flew the coop. That's an expression, but here also what it means is that the upper ones flew out of the dove coat. The hanach, and the ones that are there now, siruche sarich usiluko. These ones in the bottom ones, they grabbed onto the walls of the dove coat and they went up to the top to the place where the upper dove coat is, and therefore those doves are now prohibited because the assumption is you did not set them aside from prior to. Yep. Okay. Now, new one. Let's say the Mishnah says you find doves in front of the nest. V'im ein sham elahein. And the only ones that are there are those, hare elu mutarin. Those are going to be, even if you find them on Yom Tov in front of the nest, they are going to be permissible because these, even though they are not exactly where you left them, the assumption is those are the same ones. So, hey chidami, what's the case? What's the case if you set them aside in the inner parts and they found them on the outer parts that they are going to be mutter? Hey chidami, what's the case? Eleima, what does Eleima mean? If you say, very good, bimufurachin, we're talking about flying doves. How do you know these are the same doves you set aside yesterday? Maybe they flew to coop and these are new ones. Elo, what are we talking about? What kind of doves are we talking about? We're dealing with bimidadin. What are midadin? Hoppers. Right? There's a new website, a new app called Hopper, which is all about how to fly cheap. Midadin. Right? It comes from here. Midadin. Hoppers. So says the Gemara. If there's a nest that you didn't set aside from Besay Chamishim Amo within 50 Amos, which is approximately 110 feet, right? If you're going to say there's another nest within 50 feet, maybe Adude, maybe they hopped over from there. Who says these are the same ones you set aside? V'daleka kain, and if there's no nest within 100, within 50 amos, b'so chamishim amos, within 50 amos, pshita, it's obvious, dimutarin, that these are in fact permissible. Yama maruk v'barachama, call them medade, ein medade yosem mechamishim amos. What is the limitation of birds hopping? The limitation of birds hopping are a maximum of 50 amos. So if there's no other dovecote within 50 amos, zicher, certainly these doves that you found in front of the dovecote are the same ones. So what's the case where the Mishnah has to tell you that if you find them in a slightly different location, they are permissible? Says the Gemara, li'olam di'ika kein b'so chamishim amos. Really, there is another dovecote within 50 amos. Okay. So since there's another dovecote within 50 amos, why should we say these doves are permissible? We should be concerned that the doves came from the other nest within 50 amos, because we say that birds hop 50 amos. Says the Gemara, kegon dekaima bekeren zovis. We're talking about a scenario where they are around the bend, around the corner, and there is a new, psychological assumption about birds, yet aleph manaf. There is a psychological assumption about birds, and that is they don't travel where they can't see their nest. They like to be in the comfort zone of the nest. So if it's a Karen Zovis, they're not going to travel beyond, even though it's within 50 amos, they're not going to travel past the area where they can't see the nest anymore. So Mao the same, I would have thought, they would have hopped along, Kamash Malone, it comes teachers, anytime they could hop, turn around and see the nest. Medada taka, they would travel that far. Vilo, if they can't see the nest anymore, loy medada, they wouldn't travel that far. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that even within 50 amos, there's another dove coat. Nonetheless, we assume that these are the doves that I set aside prior to Yamtif. New Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is talking about a pestle and a mortar. You know what a pestle and a mortar is? I believe these are the English translations. They used to cut the flesh, right? This is an alia, this is the pestle, and this is the mortar, right? This is the thing that they would cut the meat with, and this is the place where they put the meat into. Okay? Am I right with the English translation?
It says a pestle and a butcher's board.
A butcher board. Okay, a butcher board. Better translation. So, Beishamay Omrim, A notlin a se'eli, you don't move the thick board, right, that you cut the wheat on, lekatzev alav basar, to cut flesh on it. That's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Comes along Beis Hillel, and he says, matirin. Why does Beis Hillel allow you to move this board, even though lechayra it's muksa? What halacha overrides muksa? We've had this numerous times. Let's see, it's good chazara. Simchas yamtiv. Because of the simcha of yamtiv, that you want to be able to cut the meat, you're allowed to move the board according to Beis Hillel. Nachamal. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Nosen Esa'or. We don't put out the hide that has been flayed from an animal on Yom Tov, Lifnei Adorsim, before the people who walk on it. We don't stretch it out in a place of stompers, because that would help tan the leather. We don't do that on Yom Tov. And furthermore, V'lo Yad Bienu. You can't pick it up, because it's what's called Muksa Machmas Gufo. It's expensive stuff. That's a very serious level of muksa, and therefore you can't move it. Okay? Ela in Kain Yeshimo Kazayas Basar, unless there is a shtickle basar on it, because then, what if it has a shtickle of basar on it? Then what are you allowed to do on Yantif? You're allowed to? Come on, boys. You're allowed to move it. Not only can you move it, why are you allowed to move it? Because you're allowed to?
Eat it.
And since you can eat it, it's not muksa. So as long as there's a piece of it that's not muksa, you can move it. Ubeis Hillel comes along Beis Hillel, Matir, and he allows you in both of these cases, A, to pick up if it's got a kazayas basar, or even allows you to stretch it out in front of people. Because if you don't allow, we have this already, this is good chazar, if we don't allow you to put the leather in front of people who walk on it, what won't you do? What? You're not going to shecht it. And what's it going to stop you from? It's going to stop you from your simchas yamtif. Very good, Aviel. Okay? So therefore, we allow you to do that, even though in the normal circumstances we wouldn't, because otherwise you wouldn't shecht it, right? Because a cow is very expensive, and every part of the cow we want to utilize. So, forget it. I can't flay it. Instead of having a cow, I'm going to have a piece of chicken. Okay. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring a case of an Eli after using. Vishtana, Vishavin, they agree, Beisham, Beisil, Shim, Kitsev, Olav, Basar. That if you already cut the meat on Yontif and you don't need it anymore, Sha'asul, Taltalo, you can't move the butcher block anymore. Right? Because what's the reason why Beisil allows you to move the butcher block? No, what's the reason why they allow you to move the butcher block? Because you're going to know that's not it. Close. Because you're going to need it for what? Simchas? So it all goes back to Simchas Yomtiv, right? What? Bela said that? Avi, you got to speak up. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. Because they're going to need it for Simchas Yomtiv. Give out the Avi. So you can even Simchas Yomtiv. But once you've already cut the meat, do you need it for Simchas Yomtiv anymore? No, so what's the point? So therefore, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that you can't move it. Amar Abaye, in addition to Machlekes be'eli. The Machlekes is only by an eli, which is what's called the Kli Shemalachto le'isur that Beis Shammai asers. Aval betaver garmi, which is a board that is thick and it's already set aside to break bones and to cut meat. Divrei Hakol mutter, according to everybody, that is going to be permissible because that doesn't hit the level of Muksa Machmas Isser, it's only Klisha Malach the Lisser. Says the Gemara Pshita, isn't that obvious? Why does Abai need to tell us that? Eli Tnan, it says in the Mishnah, Eli, which is a Klisha Malach the Lisser, but a Tarva Gami is not even a Malach the Lisser, it's also Malachto 2 for Mutter stuff. So, but I still would have thought, Maud, I would have thought, Hu Adin Dafilu Tarva Gami Nami? I would have thought even a literally, what is a Tarva Gami? Like a broken.
A butcher's board.
A butcher's board? I would have thought a butcher's board would be usher as well. V'haydiktani Eli, and I would have thought that by an Eli, it's l'hodiach ha'koichah to Beis Hillel. It's only coming to tell me that it's permissible according to Beis Hillel. Dafilu davar shelamach to l'isser, even that which is set aside for Isser, na'am yisharu. Kamashmona comes to teach me, Abai, that that's not the case, but rather Beis Shammai is going to agree by a taver garmi that it is mutter to move it around. Ika di'amri. There are those who say the following. Amra Abai, says Abai, loy nitzricha. It's not necessary to tell me that Tavar Garmi is mutter, Ela Afilu Tavar Garmi Chadati. Even a new butcher's block is permissible. Now, what's the difference between a new butcher's block and an old butcher's block?
One that we need to, like, break into.
True. But what else? Doesn't have a specific purpose yet. Right? Very often in Shas, you see you have to have what's called Hazmana. You have to set it aside. Since you haven't used it, you know what you're going to do? You're going to change your mind, and you're not going to break things on it. Kamash malan comes to teach me, Abaye, that we're not concerned, you're going to come to change your mind. Now, we have two explanations of Abaye, that Beis Shammai doesn't answer, that you might come to change your mind. And we're going to bring a kash on this. We just said, according to Beis Shammai, that allows you to do a butcher block, even, right, according to Beis Shammai, because we're not concerned you're going to change your mind. Really? We're not concerned? Ay, v'hatanya, didn't we learn in a b'raisa? Beis Shammai, Omer, Beis Shammai says, ein molichin tavach, v'sakin etzel behema. You don't bring a knife to the animal, v'lo behema etzel tavach v'sakin, nor do you bring the animal to the butcher and a knife, if they're far from each other, because maybe it's going to be unnecessary tircha downfield, and you're not going to come to do the shechit. You might come to change your mind. No, you could bring the knife to the animal, you could bring the animal to the knife and the butcher. That's number one. So you see here that Beis Shammai is concerned you're going to change your mind. Furthermore, Beis Shammai, you can't bring spices and a spice grinder.
Spices, a pestle
to a mortar. Good. Eitzel meducha, velo meducha, eitzel tavla to mudach. Nor can you bring the spices and pestle to the mortar, because you might come to change your mind. Do Beis Hillel remember? No, malichin ze eitzel zeh, because Beis Hillel is not concerned. He's always concerned. What is Beis Hillel more concerned about? Come on, by the 10th time, you got to get this right. Simchas Yomtif. Avi didn't speak up, but I knew to look at you that time. Very good, Avi. So now, wait a second. When is Beis Shammai concerned about changing your mind? When is he not concerned? So says the Gemara, it's not a good kasha. You're bringing a kasha from spices and shechting? Hachi to over to the butcher's block. Hachi hashta. What does hachi hashta mean? Faulty comparison. Faulty comparison. Drill it home. What does hachi hashta mean, Jack? Louder. Like you care. Hachi hashta. I understand when it comes to an animal, you might come to change your mind. Why? You're going to get to the animal, you can see the animal is lean, and you're going to want a fat animal, so there I could change the mind. Similarly, when it comes to a kadera, when it comes to a dish, nami asilam luche, you might come to change your mind because maybe it may or may not. The Amr, you'll say, nishba kai kadera debayitavla. I'm going to leave aside this dish that requires spices. Umaisin achrisa deloibayitavla. I'm going to bring another dish that doesn't require spices. But haka, when it comes to a butcher's block, maikala memra, mimlech vloitavr, what am I going to say when it comes to a butcher's block? I'm going to change my mind and not cut it up? Kevin de shachda, since it's already been shachted, lisvira kaima. It's already set aside to cut. There's nothing to talk about. And therefore, I am not going to come change my mind. Okay, we'll continue right from here, from these two dots tomorrow. Sei gesund und stark. Have an amazing day. Continuing the Shneiros Haloshim today. We're doing yesterday still. Perek Dalid, Sif Gimel. So this is this din is divided up into many parts, like you explained. Let's say you are a regular person. Right, and he normally keeps mitzvahs, and he prevents himself from doing averus. And you could assume that when he did an averu, you saw that person doing an averu, you assumed that he did it unintentionally, or he had no idea that it was usher, or he thought it was just a chumrah that he should be keeping, and he didn't keep in this particular situation. Then, and you see him do it numerous times, doesn't matter. You could assume that this person is accidental, and it is usher to reveal in order that this person is not degraded in other people's eyes. Now, even if you see it yourself, you still can't deride him for this, and you're not even allowed to dislike him. You have to judge him once again. Now, if you see that this person knows that it's usher and he's doing it intentionally, for example, arayas, or he's eating things that are inappropriate, and this is spread, this iser, everybody knows in Klal Yisrael. If he's a regular person in other areas, like he's got one area that he's weak in, right? So he prevents it, he generally keeps mitzvahs, but like he likes to go to Peter Luger's or something like that, right? And he does it privately. That's a famous takeout, right? And he does this in public, right? I'm sorry, that's what he says here. He has it in the Vanyona, it's in public. You still can't hack him on this, right? Privately. Now, if you reveal it, that's a big issur once again. And he spells it out, you're carrying the iniquity of Hashem, because the assumption that we have to work with is that even though we see the person violating that particular issur, the assumption is that this guy did tshuva that we weren't looking. Therefore, if you reveal it, we're violating it. Now, even if you can't reveal this to the datum of the year, you can't reveal it. Right? And even if you have two witnesses with you, you still can't reveal it. Because once again, the assumption is that the person has done some sort of tshuva, and it's our responsibility to do one thing and one thing over. You have to go with the person who writes the Lashon Rakel in a soft language, because then you have the mitzvah of Ochiach Tochiach Hasam Yisecha. Then you have the mitzvah of Gibra Mabuch. Because that's our assumption. Our assumption is that we want to do tshuva, and we want to do tshuva, and it says, Afilu, the Asir Afilu Lahara Akhla, Kibuzadai Asir Tshuva. So we have to look at people, is that they're tshuva oriented, they're growth oriented, and that's our Christ looking at other Jews in Klai. So it's like a Zutin Stark, have an amazing day.